Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for March 30th. We cannot hide from God. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? Jeremiah 23:24. There is no place we can go to hide from God. When God told Jonah to go to Nineveh, Jonah disobeyed and rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He boarded a ship headed for Tarshish, but God saw him even there. You probably know the rest of the story. God sent a mighty storm. Knowing that the storm was meant for him, Jonah told the sailors to throw him overboard. He was swallowed by a huge fish and was carried in the fish's stomach for 3 days. He repented of his sin, prayed to God, and God answered his prayers, causing the fish to spit Jonah out onto the land. God sees our disobedience. Sometimes when we do wrong, we try to hide it from our friends, our parents, and even from God. But it doesn't work. God sees us no matter where we go. He always knows what we are doing and what we're thinking. Jonah couldn't leave God's presence by going to Tarshish. God is everywhere. God also sees our troubles. Sometimes when we're hurting, we think no one else understands. But God always does. When you feel lonely, you aren't really alone. You can pray to God and ask him for help no matter where you are. There's no place you can go that he won't hear you. Jonah prayed to God from the belly of the fish, and God answered his prayers. The next time you want to disobey and you think no one is around, remember that God is. He can always see you. And the next time you feel lonely or think there is trouble in your life that no one else understands, ask for God's help. The Bible teaches that there is nowhere we can go that the Lord is not there. That means we can never hide from him. But it also means that he is always there when we need him. Call on him. No matter where you are or what kind of trouble you're in, he can always hear you. God is already everywhere we could go. We cannot escape from his presence, and we can count on him to be close by at all times. Have I been forgetting that God is omnipresent, everywhere at once? How should remembering that God is everywhere keep me from doing wicked things? How should remembering that God is everywhere keep me from worry or fear? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for March 30th.